We have a similar situation with an O. A verb that has an O, pronounced O, in pushing down on it in the present tense, the O caves in and splits into UE, which means that in reading, for instance, and you see a verb with a UE, you can now guess the infinitive, the verb, what the verb would be. For instance, try to deduct. We had I can is
puedo.
Puedo. Yes, we have a UE here. Puedo. You can, he can is
puede.
Puede. They can. You all can.
Pueden.
Pueden. You Roberto. You Roberta can.
Puedes.
Puedes. What would be... Ah, but first we have to establish, what is the verb in English of can? You cannot say to can. What do you do in English?
To be able.
Right. Thank you. To be able. Yes. Because the future tense in English of I can do it is I will. You cannot say I will can do it. I will be able to do it. So in English, we have a little problem with can because the infinitive, the verb, is to be able. No problem in Spanish. In Spanish, of course, you know now you have a UE, which means that to be able, what would that be in Spanish?
Poder.
Right. Poder is right. Yes. So you see the O under stress when you push down splits into UE. That's when you have the puedo, puede, pueden, puedes. Yes. But the verb to be able is poder, and now you can give me we can, which is
podemos.
Podemos. Right. That's it. Poder. Yes. El poder is a noun and would be the power, to have the power. So you see, the English word power and poder are in a way connected. So poder is to be able, and el poder, the power. I gave you the verb to find, to encounter, you remember? To find, to encounter is do you remember it?
Encontrar.
Right, encontrar. Encontrar. How would you say I find?
Encuentro.
Correct, thank you. Encuentro, yes. So from encontrar, you push down on the O, and it spreads into UE, encuentro. So, I don't find it.
No lo encuentro.
Right. No lo encuentro. To remember is recordar, to record. I remember would be
recuerdo.
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 No, recordar. There's an R in it.
Recuerdo.
Right. Recuerdo. Recuerdo. Mm-hmm. To come back. In Spanish is volver. Volver. V-O-L-V-E-R. That's when you have the revolver, comes from it, it revolves. So volver is to come back, to return, volver. I'm coming back soon would be?
Vuelvo.
Right, vuelvo. Vuelvo pronto. I'm coming back soon. At what time are you coming back? Would be, señor.
A qué Ora, vuelvo.
Am I coming back?
Vuelve.
Right. A qué hora vuelve? Yes. Are you all coming back? Vuelven. Are you coming back, Roberta?
Vuelvas. No. Vuelves.
Right. A qué hora vuelves, Roberta? Yes. We are coming back soon.
Volvemos.
Right. Volvemos.
Pronto.
Pronto. Right. Volvemos pronto. Of course, to come back, you can also say regresar, to regress, which is easy, regresso and so on, yes. But volver is used a lot. So here you have the situation with o and o and e, yes, when you push down, caves in and splits.